Ladies and gentlemen, good morning. We're happy to have you here. Ahava v'shalom, love and peace from Sha'arit Yisrael, Remnant of Israel Messianic Synagogue, here in Wichita, Kansas. May he who blessed our fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and our mothers, Sarah, Rebecca, Leah, and Rachel, may he bless Lisa Snell, who has come up to honor God in the Torah. May the Holy One, blessed be he, bless her and her family and send blessings and prosperity in all the work of her hands. Lisa, thank you for blowing the shofar for us today. Let's bless the Lord. Please join me. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam asher kedishanu b'mitzvotav v'tzavanu l'shamoa kol shofar. Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who has sanctified us with his commandments and commanded us to hear the sound of the shofar. We are so thankful to be here today. It's one more day that you've given us to live and to be with you. And someday we will be with you in a much more perfect way, Lord. But right now, will you please dwell with us, help us to be conscious of the fact that you are here, and help us to worship you and bless you in the way that you deserve and in the way that we should do. Amen. Lord, I love the house where you dwell and the place where your glory resides. I will prostrate myself and bow. I will bend the knee before the Lord my Maker. As for me, may my prayers to you, O Lord, be at the right time. O God, in your abundant righteousness, answer me with the truth of your salvation. A woman of valor. Who can find? I've managed to find one today. She's here with us. She's usually working. But yeah, you're going to get a special treat today. Some of you think that I only pretend to have a wife, right? Just so I can be one of the cool kids, right? But she actually does exist, right? She's not just a figment of my imagination. Anyways.
Our pronouns are we
yeah,
and us.
Yeah. Yeah, those are our pronouns. Anyways, please join me. A woman of valor, who can find? She is worth far more than precious jewels. The heart of her husband safely trusts in her, and he profits greatly thereby. Eshet chayil mimsa, mimsa, mimsa. Verakok mipnim nim, verakok mipnim nim, verakok mipnim nim mekra. Batak balev bala, lev bala, lev bala. Veshalal, 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 veshalal lo yeksar.
Men, if you would please be seated. Ladies, if you would kind of snuggle to the one you love, right? But if you can't be with one you love, be with one you're with. No, I'm just kidding.
And don't ever use the word snuggle again in the synagogue.
Oh. Anyway, so, hallelujah, hallelujah. This is the Lord, who delights greatly in his commandments. His seed shall be mighty upon the earth. The generations of the upright shall be blessed. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness shall endure forever.
All right. Well, if we can please get four men to hold the corners of the hoopah, let's bless our children. Lord God, King of the universe, thank you so much for creating a good world. And into this good world, you put the man and the woman, and you told them to be fruitful and multiply. So the gift of children was a gift that was available to us even before the fall. And it's a gift that in your mercy and your loving kindness, you have preserved to mankind through all these years. Thank you so much for these children. They are truly a blessing. We love them. Please continue to bless us and help them to raise them as they should be raised, as they deserve to be raised. That is in the fear and the admonition of the Almighty. We love you, Lord. Give us strength. Protect them. Be with us. We ask you these things in the name of your Son, our Lord. Amen. The Barku is the first of the formal blessings. It is a blessing or a thanking of God. Please join me. Bless the Lord, the Blessed One. Blessed is the Lord, the Blessed One for all eternity. Barku et Adonai Hamvorach. Baruch Adonai Hamvorach Leolam Vaed. In addition to the traditional blessings, we have a new covenant blessing, thanking God for giving us the way of salvation in our Messiah, Yeshua. Please join me. Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who has given us the way of salvation in Messiah, Yeshua. Amen. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam, asher natan lanu et derech ha-Yeshua, B'Mashiach Yeshua. Amen. Please join with us now as we recite the Shema. This comes from the book of Deuteronomy. We are proclaiming the one God. There's only one God, and we are proclaiming the work that His Son has done for us, and that Yeshua the Messiah is Lord. Please join me. Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Baruch Shem Kavod, Malkuto Leolam Vayed, Yeshua HaMashiach, Hu Adon, Yeshua HaMashiach, Hu Adon. Yeshua the Messiah, He is the Lord. Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord is one. Blessed is the name of His glorious kingdom for all eternity. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. And have these words which I command you this day be upon your heart, and you shall teach them diligently to your children, and speak of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you retire, and when you arise. And you shall bind them for a sign upon your hands, and let them be as frontlets between your eyes. And you shall write them on the doorposts of your house and upon your gates. Ve'ahavta l'riyaka kemoka. And you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Amen. Mikamoka, a 3,500-year-old hymn of praise that our ancestors sang at the Red Sea, thanking God for their deliverance. Mi kamoka means, who is like you? He naturally follows the Shema and acknowledges the sovereignty of our God. Blessed be He as the one and only God. Please join me. Oh, The Kaddish is an Aramaic prayer originating in Second Temple times. It is a prayer of praise and of messianic hope. Also, over the years, it has become a mourner's prayer. It's become a mourner's prayer because, unfortunately, right now, mourning is part of our lives. That will not always be that way. At this time, is there anyone specifically whom we would like to remember? Okay, Jessica's aunt. Of course, Colonel John Powledge, the United States Army, who served as our rabbi for many years here. Okay, some dogs, right? Death is part of life, not only for mankind, who made the choice, but for everything that was under the dominion of man. That was in the whole creation. And all creation is still groaning under that, but someday it's going to be fixed.
My mother listened to Newsom.
Your mother? Very good. Seeing no one else, please join me. Magnified and sanctified be his great name in the world, which he has created according to his will. May he establish his kingdom during your life and during your days and during the life of the whole house of Israel, even swiftly and soon, and say, Amen. Let his great name be blessed forever and to all eternity. Blessed, praised, and glorified, exalted, extolled, and honored, magnified and lauded be the name of the Holy One. Blessed be he, though he is high above all the blessings and songs, praises and consolations which are uttered in the world, and say, Amen. May he who makes peace in his high places make peace upon us and upon all Israel, and say, Amen. Yit gadol v'yit kadash shemei rabah be'amad divrakutei ve'yamlik malkutei Bechaye kon yuvyome kon uvkayede kol beit Yisrael bagala uvizman kavri v'imru amen Yeheshme rabba mevorak le'olam ulay amaya Yitbarak v'yishtabak v'yitpar v'yitroman v'yitnaseh v'yitadar v'yitaleh v'yitalal shmeid kudshav riku leila min kol birkata v'shirata Tush bechatav nechemata damiram belma v'imru amen. Osei shalom bimromav, hu yaseh shalom aleinu ve'akol Yisrael. He who makes peace in his high places make peace upon us and upon all Israel and say,
Amen.
Amen. Please join us in worship.
Oh, Amen. Hallelujah. We should continue to stand here amazed at all of God's glory for all that he has done. You know, this song is kind of structured around the verse that tells us that while we were still sinners, our Messiah Yeshua died for us. While we were still sinners, our Messiah died for us. And there is nothing that you can do to undo that. But you can accept that. You can trust in the power of not only his death, but in the glory of his resurrection. And it's in that that we stand amazed, that he would do that for us, that he would take the punishment for our sin. This amazement should be pervasive in our lives. It should be at the forefront of our minds, so that in every relationship, in every moment of our lives, we have this in the forefront of our minds, that I stand amazed that no matter how much wrong that I had done, no matter what punishment I deserved, that I have a Messiah that took that punishment for me. That he accepted it, and he took it unjustly for me. And how great a redemption that is. So why can't I offer that same grace to you, my friend? Is the way we should feel in every relationship, right, that we have. For those of us who believe in our Messiah Yeshua, this should be foremost in our lives. that we stand and we walk amazed. That should be the praise that's on our lips. So, Lord, we do. We do stand amazed, Lord. And I pray that for me and for any person here, Lord, if we are walking in our days and just and we're forgetting that, Lord, God, I pray that by your Spirit that you would remind us powerfully, Lord, why we should stand amazed for you and in front of you. Not just stand amazed, but kneel and be prostrate before you because of it. Lord. God, we love you. God, we thank you, Lord. Lord, we bless you. In the name of our Messiah, Yeshua, amen. Amen. All right, dancers, you may be seated at this time. I'm going to invite Joe to come back up here. A very special service today. The bat mitzvah today. It's exciting. I'm excited. You can stay there just for a minute. Or you can come to the front if you want to. You can kind of stay there. Joe, you can use this one.
All right, so you're being a moron right now.
Yeah.
That's not the purpose of what we're doing here. Anyways, Syria, your mother and I love you very much. We're excited to for what you've done. So just so everyone knows, my daughter Syria is going to be bat mitzvahed today. Thank you for being here. Right, what you're doing being here is an important part of what we're doing today, because she is joining a community. You're the rest of the community. So as a community, our late rabbi's favorite word was mishpacha, right? As a family, we have responsibilities to each other. And so if you don't want the responsibility, that's okay. There's the door, right? Otherwise, thank you for being here and accepting the responsibility you're taking on yourself, as my daughter officially takes responsibility on herself today. Syria, we love you. You have an important heritage. All right, your middle name is Dana. That's a Kurdish word that means mountain, and you are named after a hero. You were named after a young man who, at the risk of his own life and at the risk of the lives of his family, served with United States soldiers in Iraq. You're named after a man who, in the hot Iraqi heat, ran across an open field that was under sniper fire to save a U.S. soldier and to drag him, so two people's worth of combat gear, drag him into a safe area. You're named after a man who, when ISIS tried to target his family, he was fortunately armed and he fought back against a four-man hit team and killed two of them and sent the other two running. You're named after a hard man who is a brave, brave person. And I want you to continue in that. I want you to be brave. I want you to be responsible. And I want you to do the right thing. So, In order to do that, you're going to get called to Torah. You ready?
Yeah.
All right. Mishe Barak Avotenu, Avram V'Yitzak V'Yaakov V'Imotenu, Sarah, Rivka, Leah, V'Rachel, Hu Yit Barak, Saria George, Hialiata L'Kavoda Adonai, Baruch Hu, V'Toratahu, Mihakodosh, Baruch Hu, Yit Barak Ota V'At Mishpacha, Yishalak Berakot V'Hoterot, Alakol Mesa'a Yedeha. May he who blessed our fathers, Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, and our mothers, Sarah, Rebecca, Leah, and Rachel, may he bless Suriah George, who has come up to honor God in the Torah. May the Holy One, blessed be he, bless her and her family, and send blessings and prosperity on all the work of her hands. Amen? Amen. All right. Do you want to...
Let's all stand.
Please join me. There is none like you among the gods, O Lord, and there is nothing like your works. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion is throughout all generations. The Lord reigns, the Lord has reigned, the Lord will reign forever and ever. The Lord will give strength to his people, the Lord will bless his people with peace. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. He was with God in the beginning. All things came to be through him, and without him nothing was made that had been. In him was life, and the life was the light of mankind. And when the ark would travel, Moshe would say, "Arise, O Lord, and let your enemies be scattered. Let those who hate you flee from before you. For out of Zion will go forth the Torah, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. Blessed be the Lord, who in his holiness gave the Torah to his people Israel." You ready?
No dropping the Bible.
No dropping the Bible. That's important. All right, good. Anyone who wants to join in the Torah processional, you're welcome to do so. As a reminder, we're going to face the Torah as it's moved around the synagogue. You're welcome to reach out your hands. Sometimes people will touch the Torah and kiss it. Kiss the hand is a sign of respect. And those of you who are able to stand and join with us, please do so. You ready?
Yeah,
kind of. Here we go.
This side.
Doesn't matter. You got it? Got it?
Yeah, it's pretty
great. All right.
There we go.
All right, so you are in for a treat. This Torah scroll is older than the United States Constitution. This Torah scroll is older than the Declaration of Independence. This is the real thing.
The real news.
Yep, that's it. Before we get started, again, this is a treasure. This is old, old, old. If anyone would like to come up and see the Torah scroll, you're welcome to do it. Please don't touch, right? If you want to point at something, we have a little pointer. It's called a yod because it has a hand on the end of it. Yod is the Hebrew word for hand, right? If you want to come up and take a look, please do. This is a treasure. It is a roll of history. Sure, if you want to. All right, don't touch.
Hands down.
Don't touch. All right, so Hebrew is written from the right to the left. Right, this is old. This is the way it would have been written when Moses wrote this down. Right, so there are no... Hebrew has some vowels that are written out, but modern Hebrew has little added vowels. It's called pointed Hebrew. This is not pointed. So you have to kind of know what you're reading or what you're seeing now, right? As you can see, this is early in the book, right? Roll it. As we roll these stick thingies, right, we would get towards the later part of the book. Okay, so this is in the book of Bereshit. That's Genesis. Right, and what you're looking at is the real thing. Surya today is going to be reading starting down here and reading this part up here. Cool, huh? One thing about the Torah scroll is, again, this was handwritten, so you're dealing with the handwriting of a scribe. And it's right. A Hebrew R looks a whole lot like a Hebrew D, and especially when the scribe, you know, after writing thousands of letters, gets a little lazy with his penmanship. Right. So, be patient with those who read from the Torah scroll because they're dealing with that as well. All right. But it is we are truly blessed to have this in our synagogue. All right. Well, thank you. Please be seated. You want a microphone?
Okay. Yeah, I hear it. Okay. Got this. Ugh. Here. I would start with English. I don't have a Bible. Thank you. cricket, cricket.
All right, before...
What
all right.
What is my damage?
All right. Before we set Syria loose on the Torah, we'll bless the Lord. please join me. Baruch et Adonai Hamvorak. Baruch Adonai Hamvorak Leolam Vaed. Baruch et Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam. Asher Bakar Banu Mikol Hamim. Venatan lanu et torato, Baruch et Adonai, noten ha-Torah. Amen. Bless the Lord who is blessed. Bless the Lord who is blessed forever and ever. Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who chose us from among all peoples and gave to us the Torah. Blessed are you, O Lord, giver of the Torah. Amen. All right, so Syria is going to start out reading.
Should I say the word, the dictionary word?
What's that? Be patient.
Okay.
All right, I'll deal with this. You just read.
Okay.
Syria is going to start out reading.
English.
She'll read the English.
English.
Then she'll read to you from the scroll, and she has a few words prepared.
Okay. All right.
Let's see. Right there.
Okay. Read. Okay. Jacob, it's too far away. Yeah. Oh, wrong.
Yeah, it's being muffled.
I'll just hold it.
All right, hold it.
That's easier. I hate my voice. Okay, is this good? I'm trying. Okay. Jacob simmered a stew, and Esau came in from the field, and he was exhausted. Esau said to Jacob, "Pour into me now some of that very red stuff, for I am exhausted." He therefore called his name Edom. Jacob said, "Sell us this day your birthright to me." And Esau said, "Look, I'm going to die. So what use to me is a birthright?" Jacob said, "Swear to me this day." He swore to him and sold his birthright to Jacob. Jacob gave Esau bread and lentil stew, and he ate and drank and got up and left. Thus Esau spurned the birthright. Hold it the entire time? Probably not. Do I point out the words now that people should look out for?
Sure.
Okay. So one of the words that you should look out for when I'm reading is hadam, and it's said twice. It's just red. And it. Then in English, I want to give you the definition of despised, which in most translations into English is what's at the end of passage where when this book says Esau spurned the birthright, most of the time it says Esau despised the birthright, and the definition to that is foul contempt or deep repugnance for. Okay, I think I can just get started then.
All right, get started.
What's that word? How do you
is it?
Okay, yeah, sorry. Be patient with me. I'm known to mispronounce English words, and Hebrew's not much better. So Vayezed Yaakov, Nazid, Weyabo, Issa, Min, Hasadeh, Vehu, Ayip, Veyomer, Yaakov, Allah, Issa, Yaakov, Halatini, min ha'adam hadam haza min ki sorry ayip anoki Allah min kora shimo shimo up oh Adam Bayomer Yaakov Mikra Kayom et Bitkoratka Li Vayomer Issa Hine Anoki Holake fine okay Lamout I'm going to die
it's you every 5 minutes right?
Vela ze le bitkura Yaakov. Oh, sorry, skipped a word. Veomer Yaakov. Sorry, here.
Right.
Hashava. Hashava le. Keyomer. It's and then the next word is. Vayishva, because that's and. Lo. I'm almost done. Okay. Vayomker. Et. Right? That's it. Okay. Et. Ko. Bitkoratko. Le Yaakov. Sorry. Va Yaakov. Notain.
Gave to
Issa, sorry, Nint Issa. Lachem and Venezid. Adashim. I forgot everything. Veyokel. Veyashet. Veyakam. Veyalek. And then. Ve'avez asa et bekora. Sorry for that.
Good job.
Okay, now for the good part. Okay, so I'm just gonna jump right into it. Issa didn't just make a bad choice, he sinned. He despised his birthright, which basically means he just didn't care for it. He just kind of threw it away in this text. But why would he hate something that he just threw away so easily? He despised it because he knew what he was doing was wrong. Esau traded his birthright, something very valuable, for something not very valuable. We also do this today. We also do this a lot. We sin for the simplicity of it, like, I don't know, stealing your sister's stuff instead of finding your own. We make bad choices just because it's easy. We make all sorts of bad choices just for the convenience of it all. We often do things in similar to what Esau did. Along with despising his birthright, Esau also sold his birthright for something way less than it was worth. He sold basically his inheritance, which was material, social, and most importantly, his spiritual inheritance, which was the spiritual perpetuation of the blessing of Father Abraham and the covenant made with him. For a bowl of stew and maybe some bread. Definitely not a good exchange. His birthright had a lot of value, and yet he sold it for something very common and of low value. It may not be a sin to sell a diamond for a grilled cheese sandwich, but it is foolish. Esau knew what he was doing was wrong, and yet he did it anyways. It's because sinning is easier than doing the right thing. Sin is easy, and we love easy. He probably could have made his own food, but he sold his birthright because it was easy. And it was a lot easier, apparently, than making his own food. Sin can be defining. Some people's sin can be a defining trait in their lives. The inspired text of the Torah tells us that Esau's willfully poor decision so defined him that his name was changed to Edom, which basically means that red stuff was so good that people started calling him red. Other people are also defined by their sins. Sometimes it becomes a part of their personality and who they are, and other times how other people see and respond to it. But there is a light at the end of the tunnel. In Esau's story, Isaac still gives him a blessing even after Jacob stole his. In a similar way, God still has a blessing and a birthright inheritance because of the work of the firstborn. Done.
Now we go. Please join me in blessing the Lord. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam Asher natan lanu Torat amet V'chayei olam nata betochenu Baruch atah Adonai Noten haTorah Amen. Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who gave us the Torah of truth and life everlasting, planted in our midst. Blessed are you, Lord, giver of the Torah. Amen.
How do I turn this off again? There you go. Oh, what thing?
So, time for a little bit more Hebrew. Vezot ha-Torah, and this is the Torah that Moses placed in front of the children of Israel. What we are saying is, we are saying that we believe, and of course this is true, that this is the Torah. Hasn't been changed, hasn't been altered. There's no, documentary hypothesis. No, this is the Torah that the Lord gave to Moses. So please join me. And this is the Torah that Moses placed before the children of Israel at the command of the Lord through Moses' hand. Vizot haTorah aser sham Moshe lifnei b'nei Yisrael api Adonai beyad Moshe. put the opening on the pointy things. It is a tree of life to those who take hold of it. All of its paths are pleasant and all of its ways are peace. Please join us in singing Eitz Chaim. Eitz Chaim, he means literally she, the Torah. Torah is a feminine gender word. She is a tree of life. Eitz Chaim hi lemachazikim ba v'tomecheha meushar deracheha darekainoam v'kol netivutecha shalom. Hoshivenu Adonai eleka v'nashua kadesh kadesh yameinu kadesh yameinu ki kedem. Now, normally, at this time, we'd present some gifts, but the gifts have already been presented. The gifts are named Sugar and Spice. They're two ferrets that the Saria wanted ferrets. That was going to be her bat mitzvah present. All right, bring them in here. Just set them loose. Let them run around. That would have been an interesting, certainly a bat mitzvah that no one would have forgotten. But if you ever want to come out to our house and see, they're actually pretty cute. We get along pretty well with them. What's that? Oh, you all show up at once. That's fine. That'll be fun. It'll be a flash mob at the George House. Surya, we're very proud of you. We love you. We love you, and we are excited to see you grow. And would my mother and father please come up and join us as we bless my child? Don't be a dork.
Hey, girl.
Surya, a big part of your blessing, you know that the birthright is important. You just read about it. Part of your birthright is the birthright that you're getting through me from these people, my parents, who have taught me, not just by saying things, but by living them, the value of hard work and the value of following God, the value of trying to be a decent human being.
The value of good driving.
Right, and I'm not going to say that part out loud because I value my wife. So, Surya, we love you, and I want to pass on that birthright to you. You come from a line of people who work hard and love God. I want you to keep doing that.
My daughter, who often tells me that she's the unloved one because she's the middle child.
It's true.
Yes, at least she is aware of it. No, I'm kidding. Your dad and I I picked this name out, and I had your father agree with me when you were born. Your name comes from 2 Chronicles. It is the cousin of David the king. It doesn't really say much, and her name means the Lord is my rock, but it's enough to put it into the Torah, which means it must have been important, even if it's not mentioned what he did or she did. All it says is cousin. So, but the other name is Mountain. So the Lord of my rock, my mountain, was named for a purpose. So, and as stubborn as you can be as a rock, we hope that you take that stubbornness and continue to use that for the Lord. I love you.
Pass on to the next person.
Would the elders please come join me and we'll anoint my child?
If the grandparents want to say anything too, they're welcome. No.
We loved you before we know you, before we knew you. And you know Grandma cries.
Part of this as well, so.
Surya, this is a wonderful day. Congratulations. You're becoming a young lady with, you'll be having some choices to make in the days ahead. And as you look at this in your school and wherever you are, remember who you said your favorite Bible woman was, Esther. And Lord, she had to make a really vital choice. And it's my prayer for you that you will be able to have the strength of Esther, the faith that she had in her rock, her Lord, and that in all your ways you would acknowledge the Lord, and he will direct your paths.
Surya, I don't know you that well. I've not gotten to know the Torch Girls. And I wasn't in the teaching classes in the afternoons, and I wasn't there for your exam. Zach told me what he said to you at the end of the exam, is that it's a blank canvas. So I wanna encourage that as well, that you let God start painting on you, to show your colors and who you are, to separate yourself from everyone else and what makes you unique
I have never heard your name before, and I love it. I think it's a beautiful name. I didn't know what it meant until today. And I pray that you would be yielded to what God has for you.
Hallelujah, Lord. We just thank you for what you have created in Saria and what are you in the midst of creating in her life. So, Father, I just pray that you would just really stir up the passions that you buried in her heart from the beginning of time. I pray, Lord, that you would just help her to discover your greatness in her life. Lord, I just pray that she would seek you first and foremost each and every day, knowing that you are the main thing. Mm-hmm. Father, I pray that she would know who she is, not because of who she is, but because of who you are. That she would be firm on the rock that is Yeshua. And that's where she would choose to build. And that's where she would choose to grow. That's where she would choose to root down. And Father, I pray that you would give her patience with herself and with others. Lord, I just am thankful for the things that I see in her. I see in her an ability that is lacking in a lot of people. And one of those abilities is the one to just put people at ease. And Lord, I pray that you would just grow her in maturity in that she would put people at ease in her presence, that she would be an access point for many people to come to know you, to come to know the gospel, the goodness of who you are, and the salvation that you have to offer. I pray that she would be a willing access point, that she would fully choose to yield her life to you. But know that doesn't, I'm trying to say, that when she yields her life to you, it doesn't make her life die, it makes it grow. I pray, Father, that she would choose to plant herself as a seed and see what you bring forth. I pray this in Yeshua's name. Amen.
Now I do know you. Why are you look scared? Why do you look afraid?
No reason.
I do know Zaria, Lord, but I also know you. I know the one who created her and the wonderful things that you will do. With she's got a lot coming forward here in the future. And there is nothing, Lord, that she will go through that you will not walk through before her, that you've not been through already, planned out and anointed. So, Father, I thank you, and I ask that you bless her path and remind her that she has family beyond her house, that we will all come together for anything and everything that you call us to in support of Saria and her family. I know that we love her, Lord, and let her know that she will change in the future. She will grow, and how fearfully and wonderfully she's made. In your name, Lord. Hashem Yeshua Mashiach. Amen.
Bonus baby. We are truly blessed as a family to have you as an example and a bonus big sister to our kids. And we are glad to call you family. We pray, well, we already know that the Lord is in you. And it's evident in how you treat other people. And we just pray that we have the strength and the wisdom to be able to continue to help guide you. In your son's name we pray, Father.
Saria, you have a very strong foundation. Your parents have raised you and continue to raise you in a strong educational foundation, and not just
you know, school-wise, but knowing the Lord and His Word. That was really evident in your exam. You did great. You did. But knowledge is insufficient. The joy of the Lord is your strength, Saria. The joy of the Lord. So my blessing on you today is the joy of the Lord, that you would walk in that joy all of your days. The knowledge will come, but the joy of the Lord is what will sustain you all of your days, Saria.
You have no reason to be afraid. I think that's all I had to say.
Thank you. Lord, we love you. Thank you so much for this child. And there is no greater joy than to know that my children are walking with the Lord. We thank you for these things. In the name of your Son, our Lord. Amen.
At this time, Saria is going to get ready for the mikveh, so I'd invite the praise team to come back on stage. We're going to sing together. We're going to worship the Lord together as she prepares for the mikveh, the baptism in our Messiah Yeshua, a critically important time for a young woman who has grown in the Lord, has been educated, and who's professing her faith in her Messiah Yeshua. She has passed all of the knowledge exams, but she said, all of this knowledge is leading me to know and to trust in my rabbi, my Messiah, Yeshua, Jesus. And she's joining him in the death and burial and the resurrection that is represented in the waters of the mikveh. So we're going to praise the Lord in that. So let's worship together. Let's stand right now and worship the Lord as she prepares to go into the waters of the mikveh.
Oh,
Child, you were born in Soda Springs, Idaho. This is not cold. All right, you ready?
Hi.
Surya, Donna, George, because of your confession of faith in the one God, Father, Son, and Spirit, and because of your confession of faith in the deity, death, and resurrection of Jesus of Nazareth, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Spirit.
Kiddush slide. There we go. Okay, so the Kiddush, I want to invite everybody to come forward as a community. We have bread and juice as we celebrate this day that God has set apart for us, this Shabbat day. That's what the Kiddush is about, coming from the Hebrew word kadosh. So we have challah bread and we have juice. We're going to take a piece of challah bread and a cup of juice. Evan, you can go ahead. And we're going to say, hold on to them, and we'll all say the Kiddush blessings together.
Well, we're happy that you are all joining us for the Kiddush. And we've on our slide, we've got it spelled Kiddush for some reason. Sounds like what I say when I dunk on someone. But it's a Hebrew word. All right, Philip already told you where it comes from. But every time we do this, I'm reminded of our late rabbi, Colonel John Powledge. The other day, we had a congregational meeting, and we were amazed at how often we mentioned that man. He was just he was and continues to be a vital and integral part of our synagogue. And his favorite Hebrew word was mishpacha. Mishpacha means family. And that's what we are here, right? We are all those, to those who believe, the Holy One, blessed be He, gives the power to become the sons of God. So if you're sons of God, then that must mean you're a brother to everyone else who is a son of God. So we are all family here. And one of the things we do as a family is we join together, have a little meal, and we bless the Lord. So we are going to bless the Lord with our traditional blessing. It says, Borei Pri Hagafen, which means who creates the fruit of the vine. So please join me. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam Borei Pri Hagafen. Amen. Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who creates the fruit of the vine. Amen. In the same way, we are going to bless him for bringing bread from the earth. He is the bringer forth of bread from the earth. So we're going to say, in addition to Baruch Atah Adonai, which we say all the time, right, which means blessed are you, O Lord, right, we're going to say, Hamotzi Lechem Min Haaretz, who brings forth bread from the earth. Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam Hamotzi Lechem Min Haaretz. Amen. Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who brings forth bread from the earth. Amen. Yeah, I'll go ahead. I got it. So, as you're all family, the mikveh is here. Sirio is lying. It's not cold. If anyone wishes to be baptized, right? If we are happy to baptize you. The mikveh is just a Hebrew word for baptism. That's what that is. We are happy to perform the mikveh on you. The requirements are faith in the one God of Israel, Father, Son, and Spirit, and a belief in the death, deity, and resurrection of Jesus of Nazareth. So if you would like to be baptized, the mikveh is open. That being said, what time is it? Bim bam! All right. Bim bam, bim 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 bam, bim 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 bam, bim bim bam, la 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 la, bim bam, bim 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 bam, bim 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 bam, bim bim bam. Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom, Shabbat 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 shalom, Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom, Shabbat 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 shalom, Shabbat 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 shalom, Shabbat 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 shalom, Shabbat shalom, Shabbat 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 shalom. All right, well, thank you all for being here today. Before we dismiss you, we don't want you to go anywhere without going with a blessing. This is the way, right, if you're a fan of The Mandalorian, right? This is the way. This is the way that Adonai told Moses to tell Aaron and his sons to bless the children of Israel, that he should say to them, Yivarech Adonai v'yishamrecha. Ya'er Adonai panav elecha d'vehuneh. Adonai Panaveleka V'yesem Lecha Shalom V'yesem Et Shemi Ala B'nei Yisrael V'ani Aberachim. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord look upon you with his favor and give you his peace. So you will put my name on the children of Israel, and I will bless them. Amen. Go in peace.
As you guys are leaving, just want to remind you that next Sunday morning, we're having a men's breakfast here at 8 a.m. So men, be here at 8 a.m. Okay, there's a sign-up list that James is holding right in the middle of the sanctuary. He's holding a sign-up list. We need to agree on what food's going to be brought, men. So 8 a.m. here, men's breakfast and fellowship. Later that day at 2 p.m. is the women's time praise and prayer fellowship. So women, be here. So women, do a favor for your men. Let them be here at 8 o'clock. Men, return the favor at 2. Let the women be here. So, okay, let's support one another in that. That's all next Sunday, the 28th, okay? We have a baby shower going on right now for the ladies. So, in the back of the sanctuary, men and children, you're invited to come downstairs for some oneg. Shabbat shalom.